Hello and welcome to issue 19 of T4L Kids Technology for Learning. The topic of this issue is Technology for All. This is a New South Wales government publication. On the cover of this issue, we have two students smiling as they work together on the devices. Over to page two, we have the welcome from Linda Lazenby, the Director of Technology Enablement, Schools and Skills. She says, "Hey there, T4L Kids. Tech is a game changer which can help all of us in the community. We all have different needs, and the good news is that everything from your phone to computer device to the tools and platforms you use every day can support you. Whether it's changing a font size to support a low vision reader, to high-end advanced technology like F1 racing teams making wheelchairs to support elite athletes, tech provides amazing solutions. Could you come up with a tech solution to help support people in your school or community?" Along the left-hand side, we have the list of the contributors to the magazine, starting with the editorial director, Linda Lazenby, the editor, Yvette Poshoglian, the magazine designer, Anha, and the contributors, Megan Anderson and Dale White. T4L Kids is created on Gadigal land. There's underneath here, we also have a link for more information that you can visit, t4l.link/T4L Kids. On the bottom left of page two, we have T4L Inspo, with links to our past issues, which are full of great ideas. For example, you can click on the link to read Madison De Rosario's amazing story and learn how technology powers her journey in the sports issue. Or you can learn how to design and build an app to support all travellers on public transport in New South Wales. On the bottom right of page two, we have a link for teachers. We've got you. Learn all about the assistive and inclusive technologies available in your classroom. Download our Teachers Edition. Next to this, we have a photo of the magazine cover, the magazine.t4l, and we also have a photo of some students and teachers in the classroom learning on their devices. Moving over to page three, we learn all about inclusive tech. Technology designed specifically to support different learners or people with disabilities is called inclusive or assistive tech. It includes and assists people with disabilities to reach their potential and have more opportunities to participate in a wide range of activities. First, we learn about athlete tech. Many athletes, like Dan Michael, who competed at the Paris Paralympics, used assistive tech. Dan plays a sport called boccia and competes with cerebral palsy. Boccia is a game of skill and accuracy involving rolling balls, similar to bocce ball and a bit like lawn bowls. There is a lot of tech involved in competing, including ramps to roll the balls. Dan and his assistant, Ashley Madden, both took home silver in Paris. Congratulations! Next, we learn about books in Braille. Vision Australia, a service provider supporting people with low vision and blindness, has made an awesome range of picture books featuring incredible Aussies living with low vision. Inside, you can read the text in Braille too. Braille is produced by a 3D UV flatbed printer. Next to this text, we can see two photos of the books in Braille. One is Nikki Hind, dressed for success, and the other is Matt Formston, surfing in the dark. And lastly, on this page, we learn about 3D printing prosthetic limbs. Students from the Rivers Secondary College in Lismore assembled 10 prosthetic hands to be distributed to recipients in countries including India, Ethiopia and the Philippines. 30 students in years 7 to 12 built the limbs with the Helping Hands project. The prosthetic hands that the students made cost around $495, but are provided free to those in need. Next to this text, there is an image of one of the men who received one of the prosthetic limbs. Turning over to the last page of T4L Kids, page four is all about taking the Inclusive Tech Challenge. On this page, we see four inclusive tech challenges. First one is design thinking. Design thinking is a creative process that encourages you to put yourself in someone else's shoes to develop innovative solutions. By focusing on the needs and experiences of all the individuals, especially those with disabilities, you can design products, spaces, or systems that are more inclusive. How could you apply design thinking to make your school or community more accessible for everyone? The second inclusive tech challenge is to prototype an app. Could you design and prototype an app to assist and include everyone in your school or community? Perhaps you could create an app for public transport that enables all users to depart and arrive safely. The third inclusive tech challenge is to quiz your class. Take a poll around your class or at your school on how you could make your school more inclusive for everyone. Collect the data using a form or create a quiz, then deliver the results with an infographic to teachers and the school community to make a positive change. The final inclusive tech challenge on this page is to create a podcast. Podcasting is a powerful tool that can help amplify voices and create accessible content for everyone. Whether it's creating audio guides, sharing stories from diverse perspectives, or providing information in an easy-to-consume format, podcasting can make a real difference in supporting those with different needs or disabilities. How could you use your voice to help build a more inclusive community? The last bit of information we have on page 4 is all about borrowing a STEM.T4L kit. Here we have 5 examples of the STEM kits that are available. These are podcasting, CodeJumper, 3D printing, Sphera Indie, and the telepresence. And that's everything we have in T4L Kids, issue 19.